All right. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today for this special call with Tony Khan to discuss AEW All in London live this Sunday at the Wembley Stadium. Just some quick housekeeping in the interest of time and giving opportunities to as many people as possible. We ask that you kindly refrain from asking two-parted questions. Also, please try to keep your questions focused specifically on AEW All in London. Now, Tony, I'll turn it over to you for some opening thoughts, and then we'll open the line for questions.
Thank you, Emily. I'm really excited about this. This is such an exciting and thrilling time for everyone in AEW. We're also excited about AEW All in London this Sunday on pay-per-view. And I really appreciate you all joining us to talk about it. I'll try to stay and answer as many questions in this hour as possible. And for anybody making the trip to Wembley Stadium for AEW All in this Sunday, I'll do a media press conference afterwards, and for anybody who joins us in that media scrum, I'll stay and answer everybody's question. I'll try to make sure everybody who comes gets to ask something, and hopefully everybody who comes today will get to ask something. So with that, Emily, we could just start taking questions about AEW All In this Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Let's kick it off. As usual, I will be calling out our first person and then sharing who's on deck just so everyone's prepared. So we're going to kick it off with John Alba from The Takedown, and then Courtney Rice, you will be on deck.
Great.
Thank you, Emily. How are you, Tony?
I'm very well, John. Thanks for doing this. It's a great week, and hopefully you're doing well also.
I am. Appreciate the time as always. Business question for you regarding Wembley. You guys probably going to do around 45, 50K or so, strong outing for All in London this year. What are you considering when you're booking these big stadium shows from a business perspective? You've run Wembley three times now. What do you factor in determining whether you can go out there and run Wembley again, or where else would you be looking for in terms of booking big shows like that?
Well, this is the only venue of its size that we've ever run, and this is the third time we've attempted to run it. And they happen to be the three biggest successes in AEW's history. They're by far the three largest in the history of AEW, and they'll be by far the three largest attendances for AEW All in London 2023, 2024, and 2026. I think it speaks to the strength of the English wrestling community and these incredible supporters of wrestling here around England. And they're amazing fans, and the penetration of the AEW television is incredibly strong here. We have an amazing TV partner with ITV, and the viewership is very strong for AEW Dynamite and AEW Collision on ITV and ITV4. They give us great promotion, and it's a tremendous platform, and they've been our partner since the very beginning. And that was always my dream for AEW, is to work with ITV and have this incredible promotional partner to collaborate with us here in England, as well as having the very best partner in America. The history of wrestling on these channels, TBS based in America and ITV based in England, are both unparalleled within their respective nations. And being able to visit the iconic national stadium, Wembley Stadium, and hold our wrestling events there, it's very special. And London's such a vast and remarkable city. And I think it speaks to the great support that AEW has here in the UK and around London, that the top three shows in AEW's history have all come from Wembley Stadium. Also, we set the record at the O2. So certainly four out of the top five or six gates in AEW's history have all been in London, and by far our top three shows in attendance and in gate will all be in London. We're approaching already a $6 million gate and then some for this show. So it's one of the biggest success stories in professional wrestling history, and it's going to be an amazing event this Sunday. Thanks for asking, John.
Awesome. We're going to kick it over to Courtney Rice with Women's Wrestling Talk. And then on deck is Andrew Bedalla with Final Bell Media.
Thank you, Emily. And hi, Tony. I hope you're having a wonderful time in London.
It's excellent. It's great being here. Thank you.
Great.
I hope you're doing well also.
Thank you. My question is actually mostly on the AEW women's tag team titles, but I'm going to put the spotlight on Jamie Hayter because she's a person I've been following for quite some time. And this is actually her first official match in her home country at all in Wembley Stadium, because obviously the first year she was injured. The second year she came back during Zero Hour. And this is a really great opportunity for her teaming up with Alex Windsor going for the AEW Women's Tag Team titles. And how do you feel on the progression and growth that you've seen in Jamie Hayter and just seeing her wrestle in her home country for the first time? And do you see her being a potential main player for the AEW Women's division moving forward?
I'm a huge fan of Jamie Hayter. I think she's a great wrestler. And Jamie Hayter's been with AEW for a really long time. She signed with AEW many years ago and performed on the original Full Gear in 2019. And then during the pandemic lockdown, she was away from us for a long time. And she returned in fantastic condition, hitting harder than ever. And Hayter hits hard. We all know that. But she's also a fantastic person outside of the ring. She has a great personality. Our fans really engage with Jamie and think that she's not only a really popular star outside of the ring and inside the ring as well, but just somebody that our fans really embrace. And certainly in the UK, she's not only popular because she's from England, but also because she's so charismatic and so cool. And looking back, it's incredible that the Brawling Birds have had this incredible run, and their opponents, the Divine Dominion, have been on this remarkable run. And this is a tag team match we've been looking forward to for a long time. And I thought Jamie Hayter and Alex Windsor would make a fantastic tag team, and certainly have. And they're coming up against another great team in Megan Bain and Lena Cross in a match that I'm really, really looking forward to. I think this is going to be an outstanding tag team encounter, and I'm really excited for all of them. I'm really excited for, I'm really excited for Hayter and Alex Windsor and the Divine Dominion, for that matter, to be able to have this match at Wembley Stadium. Jamie Hayter is somebody that our fans support in singles and tag teams. She's teaming with another incredibly popular wrestler, Alex Windsor, and I know that it means a lot to both of them to wrestle in Wembley Stadium and to wrestle in their home country for AEW and for the AEW Women's World Tag Team Championship. So I'm really looking forward to the Brawling Birds versus the Divine Dominion. I think it's a great opportunity for all four of them. And because you asked me about Jamie Hayter, absolutely, it's great to see somebody that's so positive like Jamie Hayter, and somebody that's been with us in AEW since our very first year, aiming to win the World Tag Team Championship in her home country with her partner, also wrestling in her home country, against a dominant Divine Dominion. Should be an awesome tag team match. Thank you so much for asking about it.
Going to throw it now to Andrew with Final Bell Media, and then on deck is Dave Meltzer with Wrestling Observer.
Hey, Tony, hope you were well.
You too. Thank you.
Last night's Dynamite drew a large crowd, and the atmosphere was incredibly loud, which from my perspective continues to highlight the potential for more events in the United Kingdom. Given that we might have a new AEW world champion from there, have you considered maybe planning a longer tour in the UK that would include multiple weeks of shows and even television tapings, considering the success we've seen from previous events there, and to capitalize on your potential momentum?
Well, it's a balance. It's a great question, Drew. And I really appreciate you asking. I love the UK fans, and certainly we've held so many of our biggest events ever in the UK, and we've had great experiences in England. We've had great pay-per-views in London, and we brought the AEW TV over to the UK. We've run events in Cardiff, Wales, and in Manchester. I definitely think that there are opportunities for AEW to visit more cities in the UK, and that's something we're all really excited about. There's so much support for AEW here in the United Kingdom, and we're very fortunate to have so many great British wrestling fans, and we're looking forward to seeing so many of them in person at Wembley Stadium, as well as the fans who traveled from all over Europe and all over the world to come to London this Sunday for AEW. I do think that there are a lot more opportunities. It's a great question for events in England. For the TV, I do enjoy doing live television, and with our slot being in primetime, it's always a great thing to be able to come here and have shows, but also to be able to go back and do and get in that live groove also. So I like the opportunities to come here and do TV, and also, you know, be in the Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific time zones to do live shows as well. But I love bringing our very best to England, because the fans in the UK will always turn out. They've supported us time after time, and the success of AEW All In London and how well these tickets are moving speaks to how ambitious a project this is, yet how successful of a wrestling project AEW has undertaken in the UK, and the results we've had, particularly here in London. Thanks for asking, man.
All right, kicking it over to Dave with Wrestling Observer, and then on deck is Dominic D'Angelo with Studio One Sports.
Tony, I guess with the success, I mean, the two questions that I would kind of have is, one is, with the success now, you mentioned $6 million gate, are you booked for August next year? And also, can you kind of clarify the trios match? Because I'm kind of writing it up, and I don't think anyone's like actually gone through like who is in and who isn't and a swerve in, because I know that sure. He did promos and everything. So who's in the trios match right now?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm really glad you asked. And I'm going to address more of that in Collision, but I will talk about it since you asked. So how about I take them in order? First, I'll talk about London, and then I'll talk about the trios. The support here has been incredible. Without speaking to next year's schedule, I think that we're all blown away by support from the English wrestling community. And this is something that everybody in AEW can be really proud of, that AEW All In is going to have so many fans in attendance. And also, this will be the first time I've mentioned this, it will be by far our largest pay-per-view ever on HBO Max. And with our partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery and all of the exciting things happening right now in the world of sports media and in media and the business landscape, I think that's a huge, huge feather in AEW's cap to hit the all-time pay-per-view high right now for AEW All In London in a year where we've already had our several of our pay-per-views have hit that height, and we've had our best pay-per-view number HBO Max yet in recent events. So the business outlook for this show is tremendous, and the card is tremendous. Announced a great card thus far. It's going to be a show that will run at most on pay-per-view for 4 hours. And I have the show paced out right now. Of course, things can always happen. It's live television. But the way it's paced right now, I think fans are really going to like. And I expect the show will, of course, it will go live on pay-per-view at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific. I expect the show to be over by 5 p.m. Eastern, by 2 p.m. Pacific. And I think it's going to be one of the best AEW events ever. I'm very excited about that. And there are so many matches I'm looking forward to. We've announced 8 matches across that main card and looking to fill up the show. I think there's huge opportunities. And also, I'm somebody that always really loves giving the fans the opportunity to see things for free. And I can't promise that we'll always be able to do it. And who knows how this will start or end, but I will get into it with some of the talk about the trios. So it's a very interesting time in professional wrestling right now. The landscape on the media side, the outlook is very, very positive, I think, for the top wrestling promotions right now. And there's a lot of excitement around AEW, and we're having a tremendous business year in 2026. And because of the financial strength of the family that owns AEW, and because of the success that AEW's experienced, we've been able to really grow the promotion, make big investments, and get AEW to this big place in a relatively short time. And it's funny because when I started putting this show together, and I've got these 8 matches, and I've really had this 8 match card in my head for a long time, and I think that there's a lot of excitement around the card, and it's been pretty well established, 8 matches that we've announced thus far on the show. And one thing that I think is really exciting in AEW is all of the trios clamoring for the World Trios Championship. There is a great trio that holds the championship, a very popular trio, calling themselves the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and they're 3 tremendous fan favorites in AEW. Hangman Page, Brody King, and Bandido. Hangman Page and Brodito, the World Trios Champions. Now, there are a lot of trios clamoring for those titles, and a lot of trios that are former champions. And having so many great wrestlers that have held that championship and have a claim that they deserve a shot at the title. And knowing that AEW is where the best wrestle, and we've talked a lot about this card. Now, at the very beginning of AEW, we had a huge match that we gave fans for free, and Hangman was in that match as well. And it was the original Casino Battle Royale. And it came to Hangman and MJF. And we had some of our top stars in this match. We gave it away for free. And it was the very first match in AEW's history, really, because it started out the original buy-in on the original Double or Nothing. Crazy to think that was over 7 years ago in May of 2019. And so much has changed in wrestling since then. And as I plan this show, the landscape has changed even more. There's great wrestlers out there, there's free agents, there's all these things happening, but certainly for me, with the focus on AEW, I look at the trios scene, and I see great trios champions, but I also see a lineup of challengers out the door, just great wrestlers, and you can bring them in 3 at a time, and I just feel so strong about each of these trios. And knowing that, I look back at one of my all-time favorite episodes of AEW that people don't talk about very much, and a show that you don't see very much. Christmas a few years back, we had the AEW $300,000 Three Kings Christmas Casino Trios Royale with 21 men competing across 7 trios entering in a battle royal setting. Now, with all these great trios, and knowing that people are going to be watching AEW all over the world, and the buy-in is free to watch, and it's a great way to get people to buy into the show. And we've had a lot of interest from a lot of top trios, including trios that have held the championship, some of which never got a rematch after they lost the championship, or in some case, never lost the championship in the ring. And I think that it's a very exciting opportunity. I am going to brand it on the buy-in that we will have at AEW All In 2026 as part of this show going into the pay-per-view broadcast. And I want to say really that I really do take a lot of pride in those shows as well. And they're very important to show our fans the great wrestling. And you have a great opportunity to make new fans and hook people into your product. And we've seen so many great moments on the buy-in over the years. And to have so many great stars clamoring to compete, I think it's a great opportunity to introduce Trios Roulette Royale. It's a very different match from a casino gauntlet with one sudden death pin. You'll have trios entering until only one trio or the members of one trio remain across seven trios. Now we have the world champions and we have five former world trios champions. And it's an interesting scene. And we'll talk more about this going into AEW Collision. But when you have Hangman and Brodito, the Bang Bang Gang of Jay White and the Guns, who again never lost the Trios Championship in the ring, former World Trios Champions, the Dogs, Gabe Kidd, Clark Connors, and David Finlay, former World Trios Champions, the Demand, Ricochet and the Gates of Agony, former World Trios Champions, the Death Riders, Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac, former World Trios Champions, the Conglomeration, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and Orange Cassidy. Now, it wasn't until last night during Dynamite that Kyle O'Reilly and Claudio Castagnoli became available for such a match, but they are part of great trios teams, have been the world champions. And with six trios that currently hold or have held the AEW World Trios Championships, I think that's a tremendous lineup. And I'm always out there scouting, talking in the world of wrestling, and these are developing situations, but I think I could field a pretty interesting wild card team, the seventh spot. So that's what we're going to do. And coming out of last night's show, I've been working on this, and I still am working on this, to bring in a great wild card team. And I think I'll be able to get it done. And you have the guarantee that we'll be starting this thing out for free on the buy-in. And who knows how long it could go, and it could be real chaotic. But I think everybody will be excited to tune in, and it should hook in viewers, knowing that you'll have six tremendous trios, 18 great wrestlers that I have so much respect for, fighting for those three championship belts to be the top trio in AEW. So I'll reiterate, you have the World Trios Champions, Hangman Page and Brodito, Jay White and the Guns, the Bang Bang Gang, the Dogs, the Demand, the Death Riders, the Conglomeration, again, Claudio and Kyle O'Reilly now, they saw it all broke in the Continental Cup. They're both available, and they're both part of two, the top trios ever in AEW. Now you've got those great groups. You've got those six trios, and that leaves one spot for a wild card trio. I think it's an exciting match, and I'm really looking forward to it. And that'll be part of the buy-in. I'm officially announcing now. I've been working on it since last night, and knowing that O'Reilly and Claudio became available. And also, I don't know if you saw, but Kyle got hit pretty hard in the match with Nigel. And I wanted to make sure Kyle was going to be okay to do this. It sounds like Kyle is going to be okay to do this. So there is going to be a trios roulette royale. And I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a very fun match akin to the AEW $300,000 Three Kings Christmas Defino Trios Royale. And in fact, some of these men participated in that match back then and are very familiar with it. But I think that this will show how much stronger the trios competition has gotten over the years. When you see all of these top trios, these 21 great wrestlers with Hangman Page and Brodito, the Bang Bang Gang, Jay White and the Guns, the Dogs, the Demand, the Death Riders, the Conglomeration, and the Jokers, a wild card trio that I will introduce at AEW All In London. Thanks very much for asking, Dave, and I appreciate you asking. I had focused on the 8 matches at hand last night, and also when I saw Kyle pretty beat up, I had an idea, but I wanted to make sure he'd be okay to do it, and wanted to do some work on that wild card trio. But I think it's going to be a great show, and I really am looking forward to that, and officially announcing that here as part of this media call that we'll have Trio Roulette Royale at AEW All In London. Thanks for asking, Dave. I don't know if you're still on unmuted, Dave, but did that answer what you were looking for?
Yeah, very much so.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Tony. We're going to kick it over to Dominic with Studio One Sports, and then on deck is Leonard with ITR Wrestling.
Hey, thanks, Emily. Tony, can you hear me okay?
I hear you great.
Hey, awesome. All right, Tony. Yeah, excited for All In. Always a great show. Something that you did mention, too, is a wild card and the unexpected, maybe surprises that go on, maybe debuts or anything like that. This is kind of like a general question when it comes to all that. We've seen Ciampa obviously debut recently, Mick Foley show up. But I guess an ongoing kind of concern might be everybody getting lost in the shuffle so much. So we see them for a few weeks and then they go away. And then later on, obviously, they come back. But it's like a lot of fans seem to not be able to get attached to those personalities and stuff like that. How do you balance that out when you bring in new stars? And do you kind of have maybe a game plan of making those adjustments moving forward?
Well, the hardest thing is always when people get injured and can't travel or aren't able to wrestle for extended periods. And that's a big part of wrestling. But I think that we have the best roster in wrestling and certainly have been featuring tremendous wrestlers week in, week out on Dynamite and Collision. I think the quality of the Dynamite and Collision shows has been very high in 2026. And absolutely, we have a very deep roster, and I think it showcases that there's demand to see the AEW wrestlers and that there's a lot of AEW wrestlers that fans still want to see more of on television. That's a great thing. And as the media landscape changes for AEW and for Ring of Honor, I think there's going to be more and more opportunities to grow our platforms. We have got great TV with Dynamite and Collision, but I think there are exciting opportunities out there to enhance what we do and to complement the things that we do already and give our wrestlers more opportunities because we have so many great wrestlers and also the bandwidth to put on even more excellent wrestling shows as you've seen. Thanks for asking.
All right, throwing it over to Leonard with ITR Wrestling, and then on deck is Carlos with Russell Puris.
Hey, hi, Tony. Thank you for your time again, and really looking forward to a great All-In show. I'd like to know about Tekla. She had this great run with the title. It elevated her to a whole new level, but she's not on the card now. Is there a specific reason behind that or something else we don't know about?
Well, first of all, I did speak about the length of the card. I think Tekla is a tremendous, tremendous wrestler. And I think it's certainly a great opportunity for everybody in AEW anytime they can participate in AEW All In. And I still think we could see Tekla appear very soon in AEW. Obviously, after she lost the championship to Willow Nightingale, we saw Tekla had this incredible match, and we haven't seen her since. I think I'd stay tuned to AEW because you'd expect to see Tekla back very soon. On the main pay-per-view card, I had been up to this point very focused on the 8 matches, which I think will, as I budgeted 8 matches across 4 hours with entrances and everything, that feels like the pay-per-view duration. Yet I think there are opportunities to add more moments and more excitement to the pay-per-view. There could be opportunities for additional segments and things I can add in. But also, I think as we look at the opportunity at the stadium and some of the things we're doing across the buy-in, I would expect that you'll see a lot more announcements around the show, around the pay-per-view and the buy-in. And just now addressing something I've been working on for the past 24 hours, essentially, with the Casino Trios Royale, and also that there's a lot of excitement around the women's division. And we've already announced great matches involving the Women's World Championship and the Women's World Tag Team Championship. But certainly we have a great roster of wrestlers, and there are more opportunities to wrestle at this show. So we'll have more to talk about, and AEW Collision is coming up this weekend. And we'll be announcing more in there as well, and talk more about AEW All In, talk more about this Trios Roulette Royale. And I do think that there are so many great AEW women and men clamoring to get on this show, and certainly there are going to be opportunities for a lot of them. Tekla is a great wrestler who is somebody who's at the forefront of my mind. And I'm also very cognizant that she's been a great champion for us, and she's somebody who can come in and be a huge part of our shows anytime on pay-per-view or TV. And Tekla is very unpredictable as well. So I would say stay tuned, and certainly Tekla is a very valued person in AEW, and I'm very excited about the pay-per-view card. Thank you for asking.
All right, tossing the mic over to Carlos with Russell Pierce, and then on deck is Amy with Russell Joy.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So coming out of Dynamite last night, it had been reported by Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer that Willow Nightingale is dealing with a legitimate hand injury, but is still expected to be competing at All In. Is there anything you can share regarding Willow's status going into the event?
That's true. Willow's hand is injured, and it was a late change. And of course, sometimes when you're going into wrestling tapings and shows, you have ideas and an outline, and when you come in and you have something happen like that with Willow's hand being broken on the day you're filming Dynamite and Collision, both shows, that's a major change. And I hope the team did a great job in the situations yesterday, and I had plans for Willow yesterday that I had to change based on the injury. And it is the case that Willow is injuring. It is the case that Willow is injured and will be wrestling with the injury. So expect to see Willow Nightingale at AEW All In. Yes, she's had this hand injury, but she really wants to wrestle Mercedes. She really wants to wrestle at AEW All In and defend that world championship. And I know Willow Nightingale's a fighter. She's proven holding multiple championships in AEW that she's a fighting champion, and I'm really looking forward to Willow versus Mercedes. They've hooked me in and hooked so many of the fans in through their rivalry, and both of them have so much passion for wrestling, and I think they're tremendous foils for each other. And as much as I enjoy the rivalry, I enjoy them both very much as individuals, and I think that Willow versus Mercedes is going to be a great match. We did have to change some plans on the day of the show within hours of the event based on Willow's injury, and that's part of wrestling. And I do think that AEW under circumstances has done very well. And we have a lot of experience with pivoting things going back many, many years. The pandemic, and of course, every wrestling promoter's had to change things due to injuries, especially anybody who's ever promoted weekly TV shows where you're putting on matches every week. And then especially when it's at the level of AEW, which is to me unparalleled, where the wrestlers wrestle so hard against each other every single week. And I'm very much looking forward to Willow versus Mercedes. And I give Willow a lot of credit for coming to this pay-per-view and wrestling injured. And it was something that took us by surprise yesterday, honestly. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Tony. I'm certainly hooked for that match myself. I am going to kick the mic over to Amy with Wrestle Joy. And then on deck is Sean with Fightful.
Hi, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
I am great. Very, very excited for this weekend for All In at Wembley, and in particular for the World Championship match with Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega. For me, this is a dream match that I've been wanting for years, but they share a very long and storied history stretching back through AEW, New Japan, ROH, and PWG going all the way back to 2015. I'm sorry, go ahead. So with this electrifying wrestling that they share and these legendary rivalries and championship runs, given their history, how long has Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay been the plan for you for All In at Wembley Stadium for this massive show and this massive stage?
Well, it's certainly been penciled in since Kenny Omega defeated MJF at AEW Beach Break for the World Championship. I think it's amazing what Kenny Omega has been able to do this year. And I'll pull back the curtain for a bit and say that, first of all, I think Kenny Omega is so largely responsible for the creation and launch of AEW. He was somebody that I had in mind and really wanted to be a main focus of AEW from the very beginning of the promotion. And Kenny Omega's such an incredible wrestler and an amazing person. I think that Kenny Omega is having some of his very best matches this year. I think that he is wrestling at such a high level, and I think he's been so intelligent and so thoughtful in how he's executed this year. Last year, Kenny Omega undertook a very ambitious comeback, and he returned at the Tokyo Dome, came back to America, and we inserted Kenny full blast. He won the AEW International Championship, and he was going so hard, and he was doing so well for us. And I think that myself and all of us put a lot on Kenny. And last year, maybe at first, it was even too much and too fast. And coming out of All In last year, Kenny was really beat up, and we needed to give him time to recover. The 6 months of the year, he did such a fantastic job for us as the international champion, and it took a lot out of him. And I think he looked back at that and decided, I'm going to have a bigger 2026. I'm going to accomplish even more in 2026. And he had a plan to get to the top and stay on top. He's been taking incredibly detailed care of his body, and he's managed his recovery. And I think he's been so thoughtful about how he managed the recovery this year to get from match to match. And it's helped him wrestle at his highest level and be the very best Kenny Omega. And he's been very smart about the training. It's very much by design that there have been times where Kenny's been represented in videos and packages. And I think the AEW team has done a tremendous job putting together some of the best video packages we've ever done regarding Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay at AEW All In London this Sunday. And Kenny's been training, getting in his very best condition, taken the very best care of his body, and it's been working for him. You have to say, he's gotten through these incredible matches. He defended the championship against Kevin Knight at Redemption in a great match. He wrestled MJF in such a destructive environment in a heat wave at AEW Beach Break in that outdoor environment in one of the hardest hitting, best world championship matches we've ever had on AEW TV. And Kenny beat one of our greatest champions in this big match. And Kenny himself, one of our greatest champions, has been pacing himself so brilliantly. And you know that in doing so, he's ensured that he can deliver at his very best to be in his very best condition for these huge world championship fights. And I'm going out of my way to absolutely accommodate these things because I believe it is what helps Kenny get to his very best. And now having been through this experience with him and knowing that last year, I think I probably pushed Kenny harder and then I could have. And now looking at things and seeing that this year he's come in at a brilliant pace and he is in the very best condition. He knows exactly when to push it himself and working with him to find the perfect schedule to make sure that Kenny is in the very best condition so that when he walks out to that ring as the AEW World Champion, the fans will get the very best of Kenny Omega, the very top of the profession, the main event man, the best bout machine. And with Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, it's a match that I've wanted to have in an AEW ring on a purely AEW show and under the circumstance of it being for the AEW World Championship for a really long time. We've had Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay for the IWGP United States Championship on Forbidden Door, and they wrestled in the Tokyo Dome, but we've never had this match for the AEW World Championship at AEW before. And it's something we've looked forward to for a long time. And this was the time. And now it's something we can look forward to. Wembley Stadium is the place. And a lot of our fans will be there in person. And now we know that we'll have a record pay-per-view crowd on HBO Max for this event as well. And they're going to get a fantastic match, Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. And I think they're going to get the very best of both men in this show. Thank you for asking.
All right. I'm going to throw in a write-in question to the mix before we kick it over to Sean. So I'm going to start with a question from Ella J from A Wrestling Gal. Tony, last year there was a women's casino gauntlet match on the card. Was there a reason this was not on the card this year?
Yes, I'm still working through the show and with the addition of the tag team championships since then, and with, having to still, plan out the show, I'm still working on this, but I do think, there's a great opportunity still to feature a number of the women in AEW on the show and in matches yet to be announced. But I think that was a great match. I really enjoyed doing it, and I really enjoyed coaching that match and putting it together. And I would look forward to another casino gauntlet match. I would say, Emily, we did just have a women's casino gauntlet match last month, but we've had one very recently. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Tony. I will now kick it over to Sean with Fightful.
My AEW seems to be a big part of future business plans. Is it a possible eventual home for AEW and ROH libraries? Could it look something resembling like what we saw of WWE Network? Obviously, there's an awful lot of companies that are excited to be involved in this. And the international side looks much different from the US side because of broadcast partners. But do you personally have any specific goals you'd like to see from that?
That's a great question, Sean. I think that on the international side, you've hit the nail on the head. There's a very robust offering there on my AEW. And we have to be very careful how we manage and launch this because it's very important to me anything we do particularly anything around America and North America, is blessed by our media partners, Warner Brothers Discovery. That's the lifeblood of this wrestling promotion. And I would be doing AEW and everybody who works in AEW and is a fan of AEW a disservice if I didn't always show extreme consideration to Turner Broadcasting Systems and Turner Network Television and HBO and the great Warner Brothers Discovery company that host AEW. We're very fortunate, and it's a privilege to have those media rights. And that is, to me, the lifeblood of what makes AEW run. And having that media partnership has made us so strong and supported everything we've done over the years from the very beginning of AEW. So anything I do on my AEW or any streaming platform, I would only do with the blessing of Warner Brothers, because I think it's really important for AEW that we keep Warner Brothers on side, which they are. They're so happy with us right now. I know they were really happy with the Dynamite show last night, and our viewership is up for Dynamite and Collision year over year. Both shows have higher viewership this year, which in the big data era isn't always the easiest thing to do. And yet the viewership of AEW Dynamite and Collision has grown for both shows year over year, which is really exciting. And that's only speaking about TBS. We also have great streaming viewership. It's not as transparent for everyone, the streaming viewership numbers, but I know that we are one of the top shows on HBO Max, and now our pay-per-views are delivering the best numbers ever delivered, and we're looking to have our biggest pay-per-view ever on HBO Max this Sunday for AEW All in London. And my AEW is a tremendous platform for us to use internally, and as long as the ways we use it and the content on there is content that's okay with Warner Brothers, then it's going to be great for our fans, and it's all okay with me. I just, as I've said, I'm very cognizant that it's really important for us to keep Warner Brothers happy. That's the best thing AEW can do as a business, and to support the fans and keep the shows strong for everybody. Because again, I think that's the lifeblood of what makes this all work. Thanks for asking.
All right. And then I'm going to bring in an additional write-in question. And then after that, we'll have Alex Hunt from Features of Wrestling on deck for likely our final question. But the write-in is from Ahmed with TJR Wrestling. Britt Baker recently said that she'd like to return to All In. Is there a possibility that we could see her make her comeback this Sunday?
Well, it's certainly a very, very intriguing lineup of wrestlers being at the door to appear on the show. I've announced the 8-match main card, and I think there's going to be great opportunities throughout the evening and throughout the buy-in to put more on the show. And Britt Baker is somebody who is an AEW original and has competed at AEW All in London previously. So I know fans always are excited about Britt and asking about Britt. And the last time we were in Wembley Stadium, Britt was on the show. And I would say, again, as with all the questions about people returning or debuting, any time we're getting asked about somebody coming back to AEW TV or debuting, I've always said, hey, you should stay tuned. And in this case, I would say that makes sense as well.
All right. And then kicking it over to Alex Hunt with Features of Wrestling.
Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good, good. So my question is about the AEW Continental Challenge Cup. Are you seeing this as a one-off for this year, or are you thinking it's going to be like an annual fixture moving forward?
What a great question. Well, as I came to Wembley, I knew it was something I really wanted to have a cup final in Wembley. And it's something I've always dreamed of being a part of myself as an executive, to be part of a cup final in Wembley. And it'll be great for AEW wrestling to have the first ever Continental Challenge Cup final at Wembley Stadium. Wembley's a perfect place to have a cup final, and AEW's where the best wrestle. So this would be a fantastic tournament. I've really enjoyed the matches. There have been several great matches. And the two men who've reached the finals, Nigel McGuinness and Jon Moxley, who's the reigning AEW Continental Champion, they have both been outstanding and had some classic encounters to get to this point throughout the tournament. I have to say, I'll be really looking forward to that match, Nigel versus John Moxley. We'll hear some comments from them on Collision, and we've already posted their post-fight interviews on social media. That's something I really enjoy, particularly around the Continental matches. We get these great interviews from the competitors, that they're one-on-one matches. There's no interference. And I love that sporting aspect of it. And these are two great sportsmen, two great athletes, two great wrestlers, Nigel McGuinness and John Moxley. And I think the tremendous final for the fans coming to AEW All In Wembley, and for everyone watching on pay-per-view, for me, it's a match I'll really look forward to. Moxley versus McGuinness for the Continental Cup final. And as to the future of the Cup, we'll have to see. But the Continental Classic certainly has become a very enduring part of AEW programming. And I've really enjoyed the Cup matches. And I enjoy the identities of the AEW championships. I think that we have a great roster of champions, and champions who've built a great reputation and established that these are very prestigious championships that some of the top wrestlers in the world look to hold. And with 4 hours of television and putting on all these great pay-per-view events, having tremendous championships to be contested and fought for, it has helped us have exciting television. But I also really enjoy the Continental Wrestling personally, having hard-hitting wrestling matches with nobody running in interfering, and the very best of, to me, the sport of wrestling. And so in that sense, I've really enjoyed the Cup, because there have been numerous matches, including both matches last night, O'Reilly versus McGuinness and Claudio versus Mox. I thought those were outstanding matches, but they've both been in several outstanding matches, as well as a bunch of other great matches throughout the tournament on Dynamite and Collision to get to this point. So for me, I've really enjoyed it, and I'll have to look back and reflect and plan for next year. But I've enjoyed the Cup very much, and you bet I'm looking forward to the Continental Classic this winter as well. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Tony. We're now at the end of our time. So, Tony, I'll actually kick it back to you if you have any final words heading into All In London.
Oh, I'm very excited for this show. As we spoke about, the card is still coming together for the matches outside of the established eight. But I think that we've done a great job establishing eight matches on the pay-per-view card. There's a ton of excitement around the show. It's the most pay-per-views by far to this point we've ever sold on HBO Max. And I would say it's projecting to be our big pay-per-view yet on the platform. And we've talked at length about the eight matches on the card. We've talked now about an exciting opportunity that has developed in the past 24 hours, seeing so many great trios in AEW and seeing some of the former champions and co-holders of those championships becoming available and cleared to wrestle in this tournament. And now, as I've been working to find the best wild card entrant for this match to be the Jokers as seventh and final trio of the 21 men competing in 21 man trios roulette royale. That also, it will be a great addition to the show, and there should be a lot more to look forward to. So I think everyone will really enjoy the buy-in, and that's free for everyone worldwide. And in addition to that, it's a great lineup of matches. We've talked a lot about that, but I do think that to me, it's one of our best cards, and I've really enjoyed so much of how we've gotten here. And whether it's Willow's injury or the fact that we've been trying to manage and make the best of trying to, I guess I would say, I think I have learned from last year, and last year was a great year for AEW, and we tried a lot of things. And then this year, I think we've gone out and taken the things we did well and learned from last year and gone out and done more of those things. And I also think that we've had a better, even better year. I thought last year was a great year for AEW, a huge step from 2024. And I think 2026 has been a stronger year, and I think we can continue to build on it. And Willow's injury, it's unfortunate, but I think it really speaks to Willow that she came in, and I don't think she was super eager to disclose the injury either, because I didn't know Willow was injured until yesterday. And, you know, whether it's that injury and the intrigue around that match of Mercedes versus Willow, and it adds that much more intrigue and that much more to the rivalry, whether it's Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay, a match that fans have been looking forward to for so long. And I think there have been so many exciting moments between them, but also trying to utilize every asset at our disposal to maximize the health of both men going into this, with Will Ospreay taking a lot of time to recover from his injuries, not coming back till he was truly healed and ready to come back to AEW, even though I would have liked to have brought Will back sooner. I knew it was the right thing to do to keep Will out and build to his return. And in Kenny Omega's case, to do everything we can in AEW to take care of Kenny, to make sure that he's at his very best when the bell rings, which he has been. And I think we've done a fantastic job with that, that presenting Kenny at his very best and ensuring that we'll get the very best Kenny when the bell rings. Throughout the lineup, there are so many matches that I personally am really looking forward to. I did say time after time as I was putting this together, I think this is going to be one of our best shows. And I also have said time after time, I think it's going to be a big success for the company. And I think people are really seeing that London fans have supported AEW in a major, major way, and that this is going to be a huge opportunity for AEW and our fans, for people to see the very best of AEW and see why AEW wear the best wrestle. So as we go into this interview, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's really, really very, very exciting. And as I look at the card, it's going to be, I think, one of my favorite nights in wrestling for all of you back in America. I hope one of your favorite afternoons. But I'm really, really looking forward to this show. And I can tell you, I think that coming out of this show, AEW is going to be in a very, very strong position. And I hope to close out 2026 in the final months of the year in a really, really strong way. The year has just flown by, but it's been a great year for AEW. And so, again, when I look at the card with Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes May, the International Championship with Kyle Fletcher, Kazuchika Okada, and Konosuke Takeshita in the three-way match, the World Tag Team Championship match of the Young Bucks versus Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, the Continental Cup Final of Jon Moxley versus Nigel McGuinness, the Falls Count Anywhere match of Darby Allin versus Kevin Knight, Andrade El Idolo and MJF starting out in the Casino Gauntlet match. And knowing that there's a great lineup of wrestlers that have drawn numbers already that are looking to enter this match, and of course the Women's World Tag Team Championship match, the Brawling Birds against the Divine Dominion, all those great matches on the pay-per-view card, and knowing that for free you're going to get a lot of great action on the buy-in, and that will launch this Trios Roulette Royale, that you're going to see so many top trio stars competing, and more opportunities on the buy-in to see some more of the great wrestlers from AEW. I think it's going to be a great show, and I'm really looking forward to it. thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate you all being here today. A lot of you have been covering AEW since the very, very beginning for over 7 years. And I appreciate that. I know I've said it before and I really mean it. I'm very grateful to people that give us the opportunity to talk about AEW and cover wrestling. I think that it makes it possible for us all to do this. And a lot of you do a fantastic job with your coverage. And I really think that's commendable and I appreciate it. So I hope I got to answer everybody's questions about AEW All in London. We're very excited about the show, as you hopefully could tell. And I think it's going to be a great, great event. Thank you all for joining. And if I didn't get to answer your question, hopefully I'll either get to answer it in person at AEW All in London this Sunday or on a future media call. And great job to Emily and Robin hosting the call. And hope that you all have a really nice weekend and hopefully see a lot of you at Wembley Stadium or on pay-per-view at AEW All in London this Sunday.
Thanks, Tony, and thanks, crew. We'll be distributing an audio recording of this to everyone shortly, and hope you all have a great day. Thank you.